Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Yes, sir.
Bob McClain.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who wish you were, here we are about to embark on the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show for the Friday free-for-all, a.k.a. the All-Skate. Yep, it is Friday, end of the work week, and have one more hour to go, during which we can talk about really anything you feel like talking about. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to send me a text, feel free to use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number. That would be 71307. So here we go, getting geared up for the fourth and final one, the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you along. A number of things to deal with in this hour, including some breaking news that we will share with it. The Bobby Mack semi-professional players have decided to deal with in their usual musical fashion. But first things first, to the phones we go. Let's get to Jeff in my stomping grounds at Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the program.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. Thanks for the great show, as always.
Very kind. Thank you, sir.
I just wonder if on the debate stage, is Joe going to challenge President Trump to sit-ups and push-ups rather than issues?
I think he better be careful in that regard as well.
Yeah, I do.
The president, he may look somewhat overweight, but no wonder, you know, because that has a tendency to happen to people in that position. But then again, you know, he does play a lot of golf, and he is athletic. He was a baseball player as a younger man. So Biden, look, you know as well as I do, Jeff, I think the chances are diminishing by the day that Biden ends up on the debate stage with President Trump anyway.
I think you're right. I want you to do a little Bobby Mack research. I heard the president recently in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
He made the comment. He said, I have done something nobody else could have done. He said, I have caught them. And he's talking about the deep state.
Right.
I'd love for you to round that up and play it every 5 minutes from now to election day.
Isn't that the truth? And you know, if you need any evidence of why they have such a virulent hatred for President Trump, it's precisely that. You know, he is upsetting their game.
Well, now they've got, not only is he fixing to ruin all their stealing and stuff, but now they make it to all go to jail too. So,
yeah.
And he's probably exactly right. I know he's a little bombastic sometimes, but I have no problem with that.
I don't
He's
either.
Probably the only person on the planet that could have caught them, because they can't buy him off.
Right.
They can't do anything to him. He's got his own security, and he doesn't need anything they got, so they got nothing to work with. And I'd love for you to find that clip. I have caught them.
But you know, they're so vile. You know, that woman, so-called law professor, the other day, bringing up a minor child, Barron Trump, you know, as a punchline for a joke, in a congressional hearing. I mean, that just shows you that they're totally classless.
Well, their whole testimony line, when you get down to the bottom line of everybody that testified, they testified that they didn't like President Trump.
Right.
So that's not good enough. If you don't like him, that's too bad. You know, there's a whole bunch of us that did like him. That's why he's president.
You bet. I personally, I could care less what a bunch of bureaucrats at the State Department think of the president's foreign policy. They're not the president. He is. If they want to set the foreign policy from Foggy Bottom, then let him go out there and run for political office.
Well, the very thought that they've been stealing money all these years,
yeah,
from like people in Ukraine who don't even have enough food to eat. I mean, they're worse than sorry, and they all need to go to jail.
Yep, I would agree. Now, whether they do or not remains to be seen, but certainly they're a lot closer to that prospect now than they've ever been. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. In on the text line, Bob talking about Trump versus Biden, who's in better shape. Remember, Trump appeared on WWE multiple times. Maybe have a tables match at the debate. Love to see it. You talk about tremendous ratings. Hey, Bobby, why is everyone picking on Lunch Pail Joe? He's the cat's meow. He's the bee's knees, Jack. I heard he's a swell egg. Actually, I think he's called Lunch Pail Joe because that fool is always out to lunch. Bobby, they should promote the next Demon Rat debate as Malarkey Joe and the Funny Bunch. Bobby, that episode of Seinfeld, Lloyd Bridges was playing a character named Mandelbaum, and his catchphrase was, "It's go time." Biden's catchphrase would be, "It's slow time." Hey, Bobby, I remember that episode of Seinfeld. Mandelbaum. That comparison to Creepy Joe is right on the money. Bob, I believe that Nancy, the Wicked Witch of the West, Pelosi, nips constantly on the cooking sherry. Either that or she had her own moonshine still. Remember when she was Speaker of the House under Obama and she used to take a 757 to fly to California with her family every weekend? And the bar bill from those flights was something like $100,000? Bob, let's put Biden up against Brother Fred for push-ups and running. There's a guaranteed loser for Biden, okay? Gotcha. Speaking of the impeachment thing, there was a great column today by Betsy McCoy. She's been a guest on the program for us. It's been a while since she's been on, but she's very light, a very bright lady. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's impeachment report promised uncontested evidence against President Trump, but that's not what it delivers. A careful reading shows its real purpose is to protect former VP Joe Biden from accusations of corruption. The report should be called the Biden Protection Plan or Whitewash the Bidens. Adam Schiff of California and his fellow Democrats on the Intel Committee voted to approve the report Tuesday night, while every Republican on the committee opposed it. The Democrat report distorts what witnesses said in recent hearings and omits evidence exonerating the president. It's a dishonest political document. Worse, the report bears all the fingerprints of a manufactured pseudo-scandal orchestrated by Schiff. Evidence suggests he had a hand in the whistleblower complaint that set off these impeachment hearings against Trump. The Democrats' central charge is that Trump held back military aid to Ukraine to squeeze Ukrainian officials into digging up dirt on Biden and his son Hunter. Joe Biden is currently a leading candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination. On a July 25th call between Trump and President Zelensky, Trump asked Zelensky to investigate two issues: Ukrainian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and Biden's role as vice president in 2016 in getting a Ukrainian prosecutor fired. At the time, Hunter Biden had a board position paying him up to $80,000 a month with a Ukrainian natural gas company that might have been under investigation. And we know the contents of the call. Most of Schiff's 17 witnesses were not on the Trump-Zelensky call. Hundreds of pages of testimony are devoted not to military aid, but to discrediting and burying any notions that Joe Biden or his son acted wrongly in Ukraine. The report should be called the Biden Protection Plan. Multiple witnesses, the report says, testify that they were not aware of any credible evidence to support claims that former VP Biden acted inappropriately when he advocated for the removal of the Ukrainian prosecutor. And then every few pages, the report insists emphatically that claims of wrongdoing by the Bidens have been discredited, lacked any basis in fact, or are without merit. In truth, there are questions to ask about Biden's boast in January 2018 that he'd gotten the Ukrainian prosecutor fired by threatening to withhold U.S. aid. That's the same kind of threat that President Trump is accused of making, only Biden is on tape actually admitting it. Another question, how did a sitting VP with responsibility for Ukraine allow his son to take a lucrative board position at a Ukrainian company known for corruption? Don't go looking for any answers in Schiff's report. But to write the report, Schiff needed to investigate something. The July 25 call between Trump and Zelensky fit the bill, enabling Schiff to orchestrate a phony scandal. There would be no national impeachment debate if there hadn't been a whistleblower willing to file a complaint about the call. Schiff's report pretends that he first heard about the whistleblower on September 9th when the complaint became public. Don't believe it. In truth, his committee appears to have been working hand in glove with the whistleblower from day one. The whistleblower kept that a secret. Worse, Schiff denied any knowledge of the whistleblower until being caught in that lie, according to the Washington Post and factcheck.org. Even now, Schiff refuses to surrender documents disclosing his whistleblower connections, and he says he sees no reason to testify in the Senate if called. The worst part of Schiff's report is the dishonest twisting of testimony. Most of Schiff's witnesses, like Acting Ambassador William Taylor and Deputy Secretary of State George Kent, are disgruntled career diplomats angry they've been sidelined or ignored by Trump. Schiff dismisses any firsthand evidence, clearing the president, insisting it couldn't be true because Trump continued to withhold aid. Schiff's report props up rumors and denies the truth, including the sleazy facts about the Bidens. 18 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, as you're doing your Christmas shopping, don't forget to put a housewarming gift on your list for the Obamas. Yeah, they just closed on their brand new home, their latest brand new home.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ah, yeah. Getting to be that time of year. Break out the Christmas bumper music. Love that stuff. 6:25 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We're in the bonus hour here on this Friday evening. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, no joke intended. Do our government folks have to take substance abuse tests? I mean, you would think they'd have to with the important decisions they have to make, as well as all the highly sensitive information to which they have access. The way that they've been behaving, they have to be on something. Thank you, sir. No, they do not have to take any kind of test, although they certainly should. Bobby, why does Biden keep repeating the phrase, "Oh, no one has said my son did anything wrong," when lots of people are saying his son did something wrong? Nothing Biden says makes any sense. He sounds like an idiot. He not only sounds like an idiot, he is an idiot. Bob, I knew the Stooges had a cousin Joe. I just didn't know his last name was Biden. Hi, Bobby. Anyone able to be capable of murdering unborn innocent and born innocent lives is capable of doing absolutely anything. Very sad to say, but these people are in trouble. Hey, Bob, what is Joe Biden's IQ? 23? You know, 23 skidoo. A little late on the rim shot there, Money. Bobby Allen and Greer here. You can bet dimes to dollars that Representative Sheila Jackson Lee and law professor Carlin set up that pathetic Barron routine. Too well rehearsed. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, they thought they were being clever, don't you know? And the worst part is that there are people in the room that actually laughed. Disgusting. To the phones we go. Let's go to Greenville and bring in Deborah here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Deb. How's your Friday?
It's great, Bob. How are you?
Yep. So far, so good.
Good. I just wondered if anybody else besides me thought that Schiff is actually the whistleblower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of speculation in that regard. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's too crazy. He had to make it up.
Or that he found somebody to play the role of the whistleblower.
Yeah, but he instigated it, I have no doubt.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt of that either.
I just want to say one thing. I have had more fun with politics since Trump got elected than I ever have in my life.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
I'm 65 years old.
Yeah, I know it. You know,
but
before it's, you
know.
At
the same time.
Yeah, it's been
frustrating.
All. Yeah, it is frustrating and angering that these people have so little regard for the people of this country that they're willing to subject everybody. I mean, look what they're putting their own people through. You know, for two and a half years, they kept feeding them the line, well, when Mueller gets through with his investigation, then Bad Orange Man is going to be perp walked out of the White House in handcuffs. And then, of course, Nothing there. No obstruction, no collusion, nothing. So they just
have to drive you crazy.
Yeah, and they keep their people, you know, all fired up with we're going to get Trump, we're going to get bad orange man. And even with this business, everybody recognizes that this is a frame-up. That's all it is.
The problem is there's nothing, I mean, I don't know what we can do about it other than vote and, you know, speak our mind, but they pretty much discounted us. I mean, they think we're the dumbest things on earth. So,
well, you know what? Many of them were crying.
We know better.
Yeah, many of them were crying on a November night in 2016. And there are many of us. There are many of us that would love to see them drag out the crying towels again 11 months from now.
And I'm almost certain they will.
I hear you. Thanks a lot for
the
call.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Deb. I mentioned some breaking news here this evening as well. Wait a second. Where is our breaking news? There we go. Breaking news. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta warns us that the romaine lettuce crisis continues. The Bobby Mac semi-professional players treat this serious story in a musical vein.
Yet another E. coli outbreak due to contaminated romaine lettuce. The CDC confirmed more than 100 illnesses in 23 states.
If you're gonna dine out, let us go without romaine.
People are concerned. It's our largest multi-state outbreak in over a decade.
Out in Yuma, they found bacteria all around romaine.
Unless you can confirm where your lettuce is, don't eat it and don't buy it.
E. coli, E. coli, E. coli, romaine.
Unfortunately, we are still getting reports of sick people, you know, coming into CDC.
I think that song may have been originally used for another purpose. I'm not quite sure about that. But...
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Well, anyway, it is time for the real news. Annie is ready to go in the news center. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Last half of the bonus hour on the way next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Little Jackson Brown running on empty. Well, no wonder. We're in the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday. Big Needle is supposed to be pointing hard left in that instance. Let me catch up with the text line here as well this evening, 71307. Hey, Bob, want to bet if both those military base attacks had occurred by a white Christian, it would already be labeled a terrorist attack? Yeah. Yeah, and the NRA would have been behind it. Bob, you know, the sad thing is this is not even a good frame-up. Frame jobs should at least be believable. Well, they think, you know, Pelosi, not that long ago, three weeks ago, said, well, this is way too important to be left to an election. That right there tells you what she thinks of the American voters. Bunch of El Stupidos is what she thinks, and Schiff as well. Hey, Bobby, breaking news on Fox Business. Ginseng puts a hold on the ruling requiring President Trump to hand over his financial records to Congress. Check it out. Just broke on Fox Business. Enjoy your show. Cecil and Marietta. Thanks, Cece. Appreciate that. Bobby, the LibertyDaily.com is another drudge alternative. They're way out. Is even very similar. LibertyDaily.com. Have to check that one out. Thank you. Hey, Bob, guess what Joe Biden is doing for New Year's Eve this year? He's going to party like it's 1929. Yeah. Hey, Bob, don't forget Joe Biden lied, said a drunk driver had killed his wife and child in order to get sympathy votes. How's that for disgusting? Oh, and Katie sent along a text, TSO is amazing and loud. Yep. Moneypenny, you're on your way there tonight, are you not going to the show?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And you shouldn't miss the worst of the traffic, too.
And so is Annie.
Little Annie is going as well?
So excited, I've never been.
Oh, you haven't seen TSO?
Really?
No, have you?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. They're good.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they are good. They do a tremendous show. Well, as you get ready to do your Christmas shopping, while you're out there looking around, you may want to pick up a housewarming gift for Barack and Michelle. Former President Obama and the former First Lady, Michelle, have purchased a nearly 7,000-square-foot home in Tony Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, for $11.75 million. The purchase price recorded Wednesday with the local Registry of Deeds, according to the Vineyard Gazette. The Obamas paid about half the original asking price for the property when it first became available in 2015. The sellers were listed as Wycliffe Grousbeck. Wycliffe is the owner of the Celtics, the NBA team. And his wife, Corrine Basler Grousbeck. The house is located in the Edgertown section on the eastern end of the island, sits on a property of more than 29 acres. But they all have plenty of room to bang around in because the home features 7 bedrooms, 8.5 bathrooms, and several stone fireplaces, as well as a 2-car garage. A 2-car garage? A barn? And, of course, a swimming pool. The Obamas were familiar with the property, having rented it during the summer. The couple reportedly had made an offer on the property in August, Attorneys for the Grousebecks would not comment on the transaction because, of course, you know, we don't talk to the little people about something as unseemly as money. The Obamas previously purchased a 9-bedroom house in Washington, paying a reported $8.1 million. They still have the house in Chicago? They sell that one? That the guy that went to prison helped him with the financing on? How's this for an understated sentence? The Obamas have entered some lucrative business deals since leaving the White House. You think? Muchell received a $65 million advance for her memoir, Becoming. Might have been Unbecoming. While the pair also negotiated a $50 million deal with Netflix to develop programming. I can only imagine what that's going to look like. In addition, the former First Lady reportedly commands a speaking fee of $225,000. She and her husband are said to have a net worth of $135 million. You know, it's kind of like the Native Hawaiians joke about the missionaries who came to Hawaii. And the old line goes, they came there to do good, and they did very, very well. I don't know, it would be nice. Send them along a little housewarming gift. How about a MAGA hat? Do you think they would appreciate that, Moneypenny? Probably not. Send them matching MAGA hats. I got this in my email today. It snowed last night. 8 a.m., I made a snowman. 8:10, a feminist passed by and asked me why I didn't make a snow woman. 8:15, so I made a snow woman. 8:17, my feminist neighbor complained about the snow woman's voluptuous chest, saying it objectified snow women everywhere. 8:20, the gay couple living nearby threw a hissy fit and moaned it could have been two snowmen instead. 8:22, the transgender man-woman person asked why I didn't just make one snow person with detachable parts. 8:25, the vegans at the end of the lane complained about the carrot nose, as veggies are food and not used to decorate snow figures with. 8:28, I was being called a racist because the snow couple is white. 8:31, the Middle Eastern gent across the street demanded the snow woman be covered up. 8:40, police arrived saying someone had been offended. 8:42, the feminist neighbor complained again that the broomstick of the snow woman needed to be removed because it depicted women in a domestic role. 8:43, the council equality officer arrived and threatened me with eviction. 8:45, TV news crew showed up. I was asked if I know the difference between snow men and snow women. I am now called a sexist for my reply. 9:00, I was on the news as a suspected terrorist, racist, homophobe, sensibility offender bent on stirring up trouble during difficult weather. 9:10, I was asked if I have any accomplices. My children were taken by social services. 9:29, far-left protesters offended by everything marched down the street demanding for me to be arrested. Noon, snow all melted. Moral? There is no moral to this story. It's what we have all become, all because of snowflakes. 6:45, quarter before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back to wrap things up. Today's edition of Boneheads is on the way.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. I have time quickly to squeeze in today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, indeedy. Here we go with Boneheads. And speaking of sounds of the season, now this has been circulating on the internet, and Moneypenny, you'll need to crack the volume up for this one fairly high here. It's a guy playing jingle bells on a unique musical instrument. His comb. Okay. Guy may have way too much time on his hands. Well, you knew it was bound to happen this Christmas season. Poor guy in Canada spent over 1,000 hours setting up a massive Christmas display, 36,000 lights, and then some Grinch drives onto his lawn with their truck.
At 10 o'clock, I heard a loud noise when I was inside the house and came and looked outside, and there was a truck up on the lawn and was just backing off and took off down the street. I spent all this time, all these late nights, you know, the last couple nights before putting the show up, I was out in the garage working till 4 a.m, trying to get everything ready, and then in a few seconds, it's gone.
Wow. Nasty. Yeah, some Grinch out there. So he's working to get it all fixed up. He says it will be ready to go by Christmas. You may remember yesterday in Boneheads, we had the story of the woman who ran over a 63-year-old barber, pushing him through the glass front of a store, severely breaking one of his legs, all because she was mad about the haircut he gave her son. Here is one of the witnesses talking about it.
I hear, boom. So when she came back, she complained about it, and that's when they have an argument. He went out, took a picture. While he taking a picture, she tried to run over, but pushed him all the way in there. I saw one with a lot of blood. I don't know the other. The right one is broke.
And I saw Brian on the floor shaking, like in shock.
Without that wall, I think the car will go way in and will be on top of him. This is bad. That lady is, I don't know what's in her head.
Yeah, they still haven't caught her. She's a 25-year-old woman. Last report, they're still searching for her, so I guess she's laying low. Meantime, guy in Ohio got blackout drunk last weekend, then woke up on a random person's couch with two black eyes and a broken nose.
I don't know who this person is. I don't know if he was drunk or what.
Popped up and was like, you know, what is that? And she says, Jay, there's a strange guy sleeping on our couch.
Jay Greenfield, I ain't never even heard.
I'm upset about it because I don't know exactly what happened. I'm a good citizen, and I want them to be aware that I am sorry for my actions.
I don't have any ill will towards the guy. I mean, thankfully, nothing happened to me. Nothing happened to my family. I would just say get help, man. And if you're waking up in a complete stranger's couch, you might need to go seek out some help.
Yeah, that kind of would be my assessment as well. It turned out he had been beaten up, then got dropped off at the wrong house, and somehow got inside, slept on their couch. He was arrested for burglary when the people who live there called 911. Guy later apologized, but man. Meantime, a guy got pretty excited over some Black Friday deals. This guy found a totally different way to show it, though. A cop patrolling the parking lot of a Kohl's in Knightdale, North Carolina, Friday, when he smelled marijuana coming from a car. When he looked in the window, he saw a 28-year-old guy named Tylik Little inside, and he was buck naked. Tylik tried to drive away, but the cop stopped him arrested him for indecent exposure, resisting arrest, and possession of marijuana. By the way, did I mention he also had an outstanding warrant as well? There you go. There is the Friday night edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And as we always do on Friday, we wrap it up with the great Satchmo Louis Armstrong and Wonderful World. Have a safe weekend. See you back here on Monday. God bless.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.